As the redness bled from the sky like a fish killed in water, the music resumed its wistful song.
Not so fragile now, eh? Finster remarked. Good, all the better for my task.
Balagir stretched and flexed. He did feel better, refreshed, ready to embark. Even his arm appeared vastly healed, and no grogginess from Gruff's ale remained. Name your task, Finster, he demanded, with a suddenness that surprised even himself. A moment ago he had hated this place, but his mind was sharp now and his step coiled. The gaunt man rubbed his hands so that his elbows jutted out like wings.
It's a simple task, one which I think you may relish.
Out with it.
You're to deliver a message to my lover.
Your lover?
Aye. There are certain complications between us. Suffice to say, I cannot approach myself, and in obliging, well, you'd be free from your bond, in addition to any smoke and the aforementioned horse.
A message for Finster's lover, or Killer Horlock leader. He stroked his beard in mock deliberation. I'm sorry, Niffler, you'll have to go alone.
What trick is this?
Niffler rasped.
I sense knavery here. Stay out of it, Jaegir,
Finster snapped, making the term sound derogatory. Balagir raised a hand, diffusing the tension. I admit to thinking along the same lines. Exactly what is the catch?
Oh, well, my heart is broken. There's no catch, he said tragically.
Balagir was not taken in by a word of it. Still, given his options, and the smoke had felt good, he would not refuse getting more if it came easily and would aid him on his way. What's her name?
Malin.
Why not go yourself?
I was warned off by her brothers. I do not wish to bore you with the details.
I find boredom reassuring. Finster sighed.
Very well, though some diplomacy would not go amiss when a man's pride is at stake.
Niffler snorted, making him glare. His next words were terse.
As your Jaegir friend here put it, there is a trick. For whenever have matters of the heart been so simple? Her brothers disapproved of our love. They said it was unnatural. Hear how we are slandered. I say we have as much right to affection as any settler. I know she did not truly believe their lies that turned her against me. Speak to her, and if she agrees it is safe for me to return, bring me her ring as a sign. The one with the blue tear stone. She would not give it unwillingly.
And one of these brothers. Seems they are not taken with the ashen. The word came reluctantly and sank in the air like a stone.
I'm afraid I've pushed my luck. They should bear you no malice.
And that would be all. Speak with her in return, with or without the ring.
That's the crux of it. I shall see you have a horse and are galloping to Wormford forthwith.
Niffler hissed in disgust.
Aid me in our task first, then follow the follies of the heart. No good can come of it.
Balagir shot the Jaegir a silencing glance. You've betrayed me once, while Finster has aided me in my quest. I may not trust him, but I choose him now.
Foolishness,
he spat, wringing his hands helplessly.
So be it. I'll be at the Wormford hub. Don't tarry.
As you please, Balagir said dismissively, and turned his back upon the infuriated Jaegir. Where might this lady of yours be?
Take the west path. When you reach Lake Estwil, follow its shore southwards. Look for the fallen tree at the lake's edge and you'll find her cottage nearby. But make haste, it's an afternoon's walk, and the hour already grows late.
I'll leave at once, Balagir said, feeling strangely spirited. His own goal may have been postponed, but he had a sudden urge to do this task. Not for Finster's sake, not in the slightest. The man was as rotten as the rest, but for what that ethereal figure could offer. He spared the piper a glance, but he remained as ever intent upon his music, heavy-lidded eyes far away. With a shrug, he set off. The rain returned, and the fire became an orange smudge in the greyness behind.